Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and I am a retired school teacher who decided to pivot my life after we had this pandemic lockdown. So no longer teaching, but I found a new passion in podcasting. And I'm so excited today because I have one of my former guests on the show, who's now a new friend of mine, that's talking about a program that is so exciting to me. I cannot wait till you hear about her program. But I know that since the pandemic, a lot of people had to change how they date. You know, the bars and the clubs and the restaurants were closed, and so a lot of people did turn to online dating. So, of course, they were going to eHarmony and Facebook and Tinder and Black People Meet and just looking at photos of people they wanted to get to know better. But when they met these people in person, very often they did not resemble what their pictures looked like, particularly for people who were well into their 40s. And then, it just sometimes was not a match. And so I have invited my friend, Tricia Faison, and she's going to tell you a little bit about something different she's going to do for the month of February, which we call the month of love. Tricia, are you on the call?
I am here, and how are you this afternoon? I know it's morning there, but it's afternoon where I am. And
no
I
problem.
Am excited.
I'm excellent.
Excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. Yes,
right.
February
can
is our month
of love. Can you give us a little background, though, about yourself before you start talking about
sure
the program?
I sure will. A couple years ago, I started a program because I really was empowered, focused on love, self-love. So I did create this program, Mastery of Self-Love. And I know everything starts with loving ourselves. And then during this pandemic, you know, like Terry was saying, we're locked in, but you still want to experience love. Because when you're in love, it's a beautiful thing. And I myself have tried several dating sites, like you said, Match, Black People Meet, Seniors, 50 and Over, Christian Mingle. I mean, if it was there, I basically probably tried it. I didn't last long on them because I was tired of getting pictures of Denzel Washington just to meet Lil Wayne. It was disturbing, trust me. And I know a lot of us have had that experience where we meet someone, the picture doesn't look like that, they have no conversation, you know, you have to start with the texting. I am way in my 50s, and texting is not my thing when it comes to meeting someone. I like to,
exactly.
I always tell people, I'm old school, let's talk, let's have a conversation. So that's how I really came up with this idea of what I'm going to present today.
That sounds fantastic. I know that just even talking to my daughter, who's in her 30s, she was just really frustrated because she was saying, as a single person, it was very lonely during the lockdown,
mm-hmm.
during the times that they were not allowing us off. Did you have any problem with feeling that at all?
Well, to be honest with you, when we went into lockdown, I was in a relationship with someone. And during the lockdown, my eyes were opened. And I was like, no, can't continue this way. But we are yet in the lockdown, and I did move into my own place in July. So I'm finding it a little different. And, you know, sometimes I do feel the loneliness of being by myself in my own place now. Because you don't have anyone to interact with, no one to talk to. And like you said, you can't get out and meet anybody. So it's almost like you're just stuck. You're just stuck. So I say I have to come up with some way of getting people to be able to still meet and interact those that are alone and single. So I can really relate to that. I can.
Exactly. So we don't want to keep the audience waiting any longer. What is your idea?
Okay, so I was driving one day, and I was thinking, you know what, I would love to meet someone. How would I do it this time without going through the same thing, online dating, wasting time looking through all these profiles and pictures. How can I take the headache out of online dating? I came up with virtual dating, and it's called Social Singles. And Social Singles is not like a regular dating app. You're not going to, you know, you have to write it. Social Single is what we're going to be doing is we're starting it February the 5th. We're going to launch it during the month of love. It's going to be free for the whole entire month of February. So every Friday, we're going to have, it's called Happy Hour. So you get to sign up. You'll receive an email link to the call. You'll come on the call, dress to impress, you know, be yourself, but dress to impress because we know our first impression is everything. And you come with your favorite beverage. And it's just going to be like, we're going to have like soft music playing in the back, you know, just so you get a little feel of it. And it's going to be like we had a happy hour. And this way, you'll get to see other singles such as yourself who know what they're looking for. You'll get to introduce yourself, who you are, your age, what you're looking for. You'll meet other singles who will do the same thing. So you'll have that interacting of meeting so many other people. And you'll get to see us in our rare form, who we really are. And then you're invited to come back Saturday, the next day, which is February the 6th. We'll be doing that every Saturday for the month of February. And you'll come back, and that's called Vegas Night. That's our fun night. That's the night that we'll be interacting with each other. We'll do karaoke. We'll do Battle of the Sexes. We're going to even play any of those that know about the old dating game when you would ask three men or three women questions and you pick one. We're going to play that game where you'll pick someone and interact with them for a week, and you'll come back and let us know, was that a hit or a miss? We're going to do, you know, a movie night where we'll sit and we'll watch movies. But it's going to be something that's going to give us something to do because we work so hard on our jobs or in our business Monday through Friday that we're used to on Friday nights catching a movie, you know, or going out or, you know, going to the bar or something. And we can't do it. So this is a way that we can still have that experience, meet other people that we don't know, and really have a fun time. Because once the pandemic is gone or lightened where we can travel more so, hey, you might have met somebody in California. I'm going to go to California. Oh, I have a friend here that I remember I met online that we're cool with. I'm going to let them know I'm coming in town. That's what we're doing and creating with Social Singles. And then once it goes live where you in March, well, it'll be a fee for it. There are three levels. Like we say, there's the happy hour level where you'll get to come in every Friday as much as you want. Saturday, you'll get to do the Vegas night. If you pay for the Vegas price, you do Vegas night and the happy hour. And if you go for the VIP, you get all of it. Plus, you get to, if you see someone that there's a spark, you get to enter into a private chat room one-on-one, and you'll get to talk with that individual one-on-one and really get to know them. And you'll also get merchandise from Social Singles. So I think it's really something that we could all just really just let our hair down and have some fun. Have fun meeting people and, you know, at the same time, you know, just enjoying life. That's Social Singles.
That is such a great idea. Now, what would be the times that they are going to be having these? Because I got to remember, I know I'm on the West Coast and you are in the Midwest. So you're on Eastern
Absolutely.
Time. So what would the times be for these?
So the time will be, it's going to be 7 o'clock. I'm not quite sure. I think it's 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, but it will be on there, the happy hour. And the other one will be the same time. So I think it's going to be like 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because we're going into the evening. Or a happy hour might start a little sooner. That one might be at 6 Eastern Standard Time because we're trying to do it like an actual happy hour. When people get off work, you're actually going into the happy hour. So it's between 6 and 7. The other one is 8 or 9. But that will be totally set up by the time you register to go in. So we'll be doing that, like I say, every Friday and every Saturday. But the key thing about it is, Terry, that you pay these big prices to get on these sites. Some sites are free, and if you want to pay, then you have to pay these enormous prices. And you figure, I'm going to pay these prices, I'm going to get somebody of quality. Well, the way we have it set up, yes, there is a fee, but it's not a fee, and you'll still meet people of quality. If you want to just partake of the happy hour, that's $5 a month. If you want to partake of the happy hour,
$5.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
very
so doable.
And if you want to, especially with the pandemic. So, and then if you want to do the happy hour and the Vegas night, that's $15 a month. And you get to join every time, every, you know, week if you want to. And then if you do the VIP where you get it all plus the merchandise of socially, that's $25 a month. So it's very feasible.
That's
and you
doable.
Get to do it, you know, all that month, every month. And it's like you constantly meeting new people. And I think that's exciting.
Exactly.
I think that's very exciting because it's not like you're getting new faces showing up. You say, okay, pick one of these. Oh, you ran out. There's nobody else to choose from. That, we're going to get to see
exactly.
live people and interact and have fun because there's a lot. I'm 59, and I'm definitely
mm-hmm.
looking for someone to spend time with and to, you know, build a relationship with.
Exactly. And I think that that's the case with a lot of women. A lot of my
mm-hmm.
female friends and a lot of my relatives have said, you know, mm-hmm. I don't want to grow old alone.
No way.
And so they are looking to, and very often, you know, with women, we will end up outliving the men.
Absolutely.
Because we just happen to
Absolutely.
Take better care of ourselves. So I do know many people that are actually in their 60s and having to say, I don't even know if I can meet somebody then. What is the age range that you are
well, the age range for the age range for social single, you're starting from 40 to 70. It's going to be 40 to 70 because I know a lot of people, you know, are in that age bracket. I think 30, we might, you know, it's an excess, but we're seeing 40 to 70 due to the fact that, okay, we're the baby boomers, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we're looking for love. And I have, and even though we say I have a lot of female friends, I have a lot of male friends who are constantly saying, I cannot find a good woman. I can't, women are all, you know, this, they're materialistic, that kind of thing. And so it's just as many men out there that say they can't find quality women. And I just think we just haven't ran across each other's path. So I'm bringing us all together now. We're going to all be together. So we're going to eliminate all the play and the games and all that. We're going to be right here. So now we can see who you really are and what's really going on. And I think that's going to be exciting because, like I say, nobody wants to grow old. Alone, people do want to share their golden years with someone because we have a lot left in us. Even though we might be in our 50s and 60s, we have a lot left of life to give and to enjoy. And we want to enjoy that and share that with someone. I know I do. Yeah,
exactly.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Will there be any kind of, what do you call that, like a requirement to get on? Like if there are people on that are just, you know, disrespectful or, you
okay,
know,
so you,
just
it
how
will,
that
it will be that, absolutely, absolutely. There's going to be, it's going to be a secure site. So if you come on, you must have your, must be showing your video. You must be showing yourself. You cannot be on the site and not show yourself. You cannot be on the site and have a picture of you up. That is unacceptable. We will block you from the call. We will just, you know, well, you can't be a part of it. You have to be on the call. You have to show your face and you have to interact with us. There would be no profanity, none of that sexual talk, you know, we're not doing any of that. This is strictly mature individuals introducing themselves. You can say what you do in life and what you're looking for, but like I said, all the other, you know, wretchedness, we're not doing. And it's going to be screened. So the thing is, when you come on, everybody is going to be muted. And when it's your time to speak, you can speak so everybody can be respectful of others and get to hear who they are and what they are about. Now, when we get into playing on Saturdays and we're playing the games, different ones will be open who's participating in the event that's playing. The others will be muted to hear. But we're going to – it's a very respectful site. And like I say, no, you, your requirements is you do have to be of the of age because we are going to request that you, you know, your age and show your proof of that. And other than that, that's the only requirement, that you come on and you're going to be respectful. Otherwise, we will eliminate you from the call. You would be banned from the call.
Exactly. Now, will there be music? Plan on there being music?
There will be music.
Dancing or whatever.
There will be music. And there will be dancing. We will have some nights where we just like we're dancing. I did a New Year's Eve party. And you did not know it was virtual because everybody was dancing and they would – you know, highlight you on the screen. And so we're all just feel like we're just all in the same space. So it will be like a night we're out dancing. You, like you say, you have your karaoke. So we'll provide your karaoke music for you to dance. I mean, for you to sing if you don't have your own music. it's going to be so much. We're going to try to make it so like it's really something you're experiencing, like you're really there. So going out dancing, going to the movies, going karaoke, you know, going and playing games with your friends. So we're going to have all those kind of activities to really help you engage, so you can actually see how people engage with one another. And that way, you know, if this woman, she can really engage, or she's one of those that's like sort of shy, laid back, or whatever. Some people like that. You know, some people like people who are outspoken, you know, outgoing people. So it's everything is going to be there as you can experience, just as if you was in the presence of someone. And then when you feel comfortable, hey, we might even set you up. I'm working now because it's Valentine's Day coming up, and I'm working on a little thing here that I'm going to be setting up for special events for couples for two, you know, just for two. And it's a little thing that I can offer, and depending on it, if I can package it, I want to package it up and be able to send it, and people can set it up themselves like in a 1, 2, 3 assembly step and have this beautiful display for Valentine's Day for them and their significant other.
That would be really nice. Now, what about if people are talking in the chat? Let's say I say, oh, you know, I'm looking at Tricia. I'm interested in her in the chat. Put your number in the chat so we can call later. Are we discouraging that?
So,
are we saying, okay?
Yeah, we are discouraging that. That will not be the case of putting anybody's numbers in the chat. You're banned from putting numbers in the chat. We are strictly communicating online. We're keeping it online. If you're interested, then you will notify me or one of my partners that you're interested in this person. We will notify that person that you're showing that you say you're interested in. Are they, you know, returning that same thing? Is it a like match? If so, then we'll let them know, okay, it is a match. You guys are able to go into a chat room when we come back on like Saturday. If you guys want to go into a private chat room, we open up and allow them to do that. That way they can be able to communicate one-on-one prior to exchanging numbers, because sometimes I've noticed when I've exchanged my number and then when you start talking one-on-one, you wish you had not given out that number. So to avoid
exactly.
that, we want you to be able to talk one-on-one. See how that person, because at first we have where you can relate, seeing who you are. Now we're seeing how you interact in a group. Now we want to see how you interact one-on-one before we make that next step of, here, you can have my number, let's go further. Because some people you can't get rid of when you give that number out. I'm just saying, I'm being nice.
Exactly.
You go with that block, block, block all day, block. Yes, so I'm excited about it.
Is there a dress code, though? Will there be a dress code of how you come to it? Like, say, if somebody comes and they want to show their shirt off.
No, we're not doing that. That's what I'm saying. When you get your email, you will have the guidelines in the email. When a person signs up, they present us with their email, so we will send them back an email. The email will contain a link, how to get on the site. It will contain the guidelines and what's required and what's prohibited. And if someone comes on there and they're showing every bit of the girls except for the little essence of the girls, that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You will be blocked. You will not be able to share your thing. It's like, no. We are doing this in a respectful way. We are women, we are men, and we're not trying to attract people by our body parts. We're trying to really connect with a person for who they are. Who are you? What are you, what is it about you that you want the world to see? You know, it's not your big butt or your big chest. That's not going to get it. Those things change. And we know when we get in our 50s and 60s and all that, those things change. So if that's what it's about, it's not going to last. And I'm not trying to look like I did when I was 23. I'm not going to kill myself to get there. But I'm 59, and I'm embracing that with beauty and essence. And that's what I'm bringing to the table. And that's what we're doing now. That's what we're showing.
Exactly. That sounds great. Now, do you think you will have to have, you know, how in clubs you have bouncers? Do you think you will have to have any male support that will be the heavy if things happen to get out of hand with people saying, I refuse to get off, or I'm not going to do this, or whatever? Are you going to have anything?
Well, the thing about that is you can block, and the thing about that, a person cannot come on, you can ban them from your site. So that's not a problem. And then I have known people to like go around with another number, but if you have not registered on my number with my thing, you can't come on anyway. So it has, you have to go through the registration. You're just not going to get a link. Like, you can't get a link and then you share with your friend and your friend gets on, because they're not on my list. So they won't be able to access my link. It'll, once they come, it'll shut them right off. So that's how we're doing it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So they can't get the link and then forward it to a friend.
No, because if they do, and that friend and that friend is not on, what shows up when they get ready, because we're going to let you in on the call. So if that's not somebody I'm letting in on the call, you're not going to have access to my call. You can't get in. Yeah. So that's how that works.
That's good. Well, it sounds like y'all thought about everything. How long are these calls going to be? Because of the fact I know on West Coast we're 3 hours behind. If you all start at 7, that's at 4 our time.
Mm-hmm.
So how long will the calls be going?
Well, the call for the happy hour is 90. The call for the happy hour is 90 minutes. That one is 90 minutes.
Okay, good.
Because that's going to give everybody an opportunity to participate in that. The Vegas night, that call might be about 2 hours, because we're going to be interacting and playing games and having a great time. It could be even more, because we want it to be like you're actually out. So, that one can be anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, depending on what we're doing that night. Yeah. So it's going to be like, you know, you're actually getting dressed, you're going out. Or, you know, if you're just sitting around, we're playing games, like you had a group of folks, we're playing games. So you dress to the occasion. If I say it's movie night, okay, yeah. If we say we're going dancing, okay, this is what we're doing. You know, we're playing Battle of Sexes, we're ready. So it's all going to be interactive that way. So, yes, that one will be anywhere from, I would say, anywhere from 2 to 3 hours long.
Do you think down the road you might have meetups that are not virtual?
I definitely will.
For example,
I definitely will have
you might say we're all going to meet in Vegas and we're going to all be staying at the so-and-so, the people that have been participating in our social singles now, you know, things have opened up. It's now maybe June, July, and we could say, hey, we could do a real Vegas.
Right. And that's exciting. That's something that, you know, I was thinking of, because we could all meet up. And during that time, once we meet up, we can, I want to have like a little celebration too, of if we had any couples who have actually met with social singles and they're together, they can come up and, you know, and share that story. So we'll have like gathering there, but we'll also have a time where we're like at a dinner and we can all share, you know, and do those kind of things. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that part, that once it lets up, we can do a real Vegas night. We can, you know, take a trip to, you know,
New York,
Jamaica
or
somewhere, or New York. Yeah, we can spend a weekend in Chicago, you know, those type of things. Just get out and about. And that's why I say, once you meet somebody, because people are going to be from all over, hey, you never know. Somebody might say, well, I want you to come to California. I'm going to fly you in. Absolutely, you are. It's fine. So, yeah.
Say, I am gay.
That is great.
Okay, so how do people find out about this? How do they get to sign up? What's the steps they're going to take?
Okay, so you can, two ways you can do it. You can email me. It's one way. My name is Trecia, T-R-E-C-I-A, pureessenceenterprise@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on my Facebook page. We're going to create a Facebook page for social singles once we launch, but right now it's just my Facebook page, and that's Trecia, T-R-E-C-I-A, the middle initial D, and then Naylor, N-A-I-L-E-R, and then the word Faison, my last name, F-A-I-S-O-N. There's links in there every day that you'll go, and you just click on the link. It'll take you to a landing page, which it will request your name and your email address. You complete that, it comes to me, and then look out for your email to return to you. You can also follow me on Instagram at Pure Essence Trecia, and that's Pure Essence, and then T-R-E-C-I-A, which is on Instagram. Okay?
Okay. Now, you said that really fast, because I was trying to write it down as fast as I could.
Okay.
So let's go back over
the one
that
for Instagram?
A little slower.
Let's okay,
start
so Instagram.
Email.
Okay, the email
let's
is Trecia.
Let's start with the email, because this is old folks, and old folks
okay.
email.
I got you. Okay,
okay,
so the email is Trecia, T-R-E-C-I-A, dot Pure Essence, Pure Essence Enterprise,
okay,
at gmail.com.
All lowercase or double?
All
matter?
One word. All one word. Trecia dot Pure Essence Enterprise at gmail.com. You can follow
and
me on Instagram. Go ahead.
No, you're saying Instagram. I'm writing.
Oh, you can follow me on Instagram at Pure Essence.
Page.
Okay. Pure Essence Trecia. That's Pure Essence, all one word. Trecia is one word with it. T-R-E-C-I-A.
Okay. And then you
okay,
said
and
Facebook.
My Facebook page is Trecia, T-R-E-C-I-A. And then my middle initial is D.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Naylor, N-A-I-L-E-R. And then my other last name is Faison, F-A-I-S-O-N.
And they can just,
okay,
be, you know, want to be your friend, befriend you in order to get to your Facebook.
Yes. And my, you can
okay,
follow me on Twitter, which is Trecia, again, Trecia, T-R-E-C-I-A, and then Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, at Trecia Goddess. And that's one word, Trecia
okay.
Goddess.
Okay, so say the Twitter one more time. Trecia
Twitter
Jefferson.
Is, mm-hmm, at Trecia Goddess.
Goddess. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to definitely put all this up because, like I said, I've told a few people and they were
mm-hmm.
super excited. They were like, get that
yes.
information for me. Because I know a lot of people even start thinking, you know, I've heard that guys will try to break up with people in January because they know in February is coming up. And so women are looking for somebody. And then
mm-hmm.
women are
mm-hmm.
feeling like, you know, I've known a lot of women that have had Valentine's Day with a group of women. And so
mm-hmm.
they were just
mm-hmm.
like, I'm just going to have it with my girlfriends so I'm not depressed on Valentine's Day. So
and you know,
if
a
you're
lot
doing
of people,
this the first weekend.
Right, right.
It's something to do.
It is. And the
to
thing
do.
Is, too, you hear a lot of people say, Terry, you know, Valentine's Day is commercialized and, you know, all these holidays. It's like, you know, it might be, but it means something to people. Even though you say you're doing something, you know, every day or whatever you're doing, when it comes down to Valentine's Day, you're still looking for that something special because, you know, I'm your Valentine. You know, we can do something. And it doesn't always have to be the same old flowers and candy. We're showing you that it can be something other than flowers and candy. Because I'm not trying to eat a bunch
exactly.
of chocolate. I'm working on the weight, so I don't need chocolate. And my roses die a little too soon than I would really care to have flowers, and they die that fast. So it's like create other things. I mean, I used to tell my boyfriend, let's put a tent up in the living room and let's camp out for that day. You know, something different. Create a whole different scenario around Valentine's Day. Make it something more
exactly.
meaningful than just a box of chocolate, you know. So,
exactly.
yeah, that,
and especially
that's a good thing.
Valentine's Day falls on Sunday. So if you're
mm-hmm.
having your happy hour on Friday,
my
Saturday,
mm-hmm.
so then they're going to already be excited about having
they're
something.
Be partied
so by
out.
The time they
well,
get to the 14th.
Out for Valentine's Day. Yes, they are. They're
they
going to be so
really
cloud nine.
Happy.
That's right. They might meet somebody that doesn't, hey, to say, okay, happy Valentine's Day, you know, before it comes in, because we probably take along that day. So it's like, yeah, let's celebrate it. We're going to have things decorated where people look, whatever I am, it's going to be decorated for that scene. So when we're out, you're going to really think we're at the club. When we're movie night, we're at the movie night. When we're karaoke, we're having fun. It's all going to be so personal that I even tell people to get all the feeling, set your house up like that. If you know you're going out,
mm-hmm.
karaoke, put your lights dim. Put a little red light going, you know. I mean, happy hour. Put your little light red dim. And, you know, and just be ready. Just feel it, you know. Put it in your DNA. Just feel it in your body that I'm really out here and I'm meeting these people. And you never know. That's what draws things
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, we are down to 30 seconds. I want to
okay.
thank you so much for being on the call. I'd like to end my call mm-hmm. saying make a difference every day. In some way. Thank you, Trecia. Have a beautiful rest of the day.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, audience, for tuning in with Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel signing off. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.